know, most, well, there is some people don't like reading too much, but I always did love just plain reading. And they would have, you know, reading matches that you'd have somewhere a stanza to read, or maybe one chapter or one page. All right, when you read your page, well then, next here I go. Well, see, they would judge you by how many mistakes, how many times they would have to tell you what the word, what a word was.
I see if
I'm reading and I come across a word, I don't know what it is, the teacher would tell me. See, well, she gonna count it. She didn't have to tell me but one time. And later here you come, where you'll should have to tell you maybe two or three times. See?
Well, I lose.
Right.
Right. That sounds like fun.
It was real nice.
How often do y'all have those?
Well, we would have it, now we would, the teacher would practice us all alone. But when the, they call it a May Day then, or now, but, what did we used to call it? The day school would be closed.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Oh, this is right before you're getting out for summer.
Right. Play day. That's
play
what day. Play day. That's what you used to call it. Play day exercise. Mm-hmm. Well, that was your last day in school. Mm-hmm. And evening, the same day, our mothers would fix a basket, have what you call a feast that day, and just play the exercise.
Sounds like you had a good time.
Sure did have a good time when you got ready to that evening. Because them old sisters would really, and then they knew how to cook and how to fix things, and they was always, you know, ready, look like it's to fix something for somebody else.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it would be good. That's right. And after we get through with our exercises in the morning, during the 12 o'clock or maybe 1 o'clock, then they would give us a little recess. And that's when, Andrew, come in and answer the phone. That's when they would fix, you know, this dinner.
Right. You want me to get that?
If you can, his daughter.
Uh-huh.
She was telling me about it. She was here yesterday.
There she was.
Uh-huh. And she went by to see, you know, Amy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But she was.
She,
I don't know. But she was only passing through. But in a way, she found out where she was, and she went to see her.
Uh-huh.
And she just wanted to let me know she had been out there. All right, now we take up where we live over.
Okay. You were telling me about school. How far along were you able to get?
I got to ninth grade because we are not all the way in the country. Because we went to, our parents put us in school over here in town.
I see.
And we walked 4 miles, morning and night.
You had a pretty good hike.
And we had to get home before dark.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did.
Had to walk there, didn't matter what the weather was?
Right. Sure did. Sometimes we'd look like rats coming home. We done got so wet.
Imagine that got kind of rough.